5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
One person is going to say some words that they and everyone else probably never thought they would say.
Okay.
Is it me? Am I going to say, "We're going for the girl"? No, I am not. That one's still in the bank. Is it Hot Wings?
Saying, "I hate the Beatles." No, it's not.
Is it Steve?
Saying, "We're having twins."
Oh.
You don't think you'll ever say that?
Don't know. Maybe I will.
Where is it, Kelly?
So, it's me.
Are you anxious all of a sudden?
Oh, my God. I've been so anxious ever since forever ago when this happened. I feel so anxious right now because I never said these words. I never thought I would say these words. And trying to find the words to say is hard.
No more wine, please.
All races are equal.
The day that happens, you know, I'm referring to Hot Wings' wine comment. I'll be dead. Y'all, I found my forever home. That's how I decided to say it. I got engaged.
Like a dog?
I'm not a stray anymore. I'm not out here looking for scraps on the street.
Wow.
After 9 months together, I don't know what this man sees in me, but he proposed.
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah.
I know what you see in him. Salsa and maple syrup. Yeah. It's made from
and a bristle
scratch. Yeah.
What was it? Ron's rustic salsa?
Rural salsa.
Rural. No, rustic sounds, I don't know, kind of quaint.
Now, we've known for a minute, but congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, technically, it all happened over Thanksgiving. We were in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which is one of our favorite spots. And I know I've told y'all this, and I think I've said it on air. I've been proposing to my boyfriend since a month after we started dating.
That's real.
It's embarrassing.
It's a bad look.
I know. I went home to Atlanta, and I was talking to my friends, and a couple of them said, like, "You never talked about a guy like this before." And then I had three bottles of rosé with my best friend, who we call Bubbles. And then before I knew it, I was proposing to my boyfriend for the first time. And I've proposed to him at least 100 times since then.
That really makes it mean a lot.
I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. That's what I thought, too. So, and he's been married before, so it's fine. So it's okay. I got to say, though, one of the funniest things, after I tell you all this, Steve has said one of the funniest things to my fiancé that I've ever heard anybody say. It was so savage and sweet at the same time. But, yeah, so we're walking around Jackson Hole around Thanksgiving weekend, and he said, "Hey, you want to go look at rings?" And I said, "That's funny." What?
Like Nuva?
Yeah, I got one of those, bitch.
See?
You touch it every day. What are you talking about? So, yeah, we were like kind of joking around, but then he goes, "No, seriously." So we walk into the store, and we actually found the ring that I'm wearing now. But I nearly passed out because I realized that we were serious, and I got really, really hot in that store, and I got really, really red.
Real
and,
cool under pressure.
Yeah, and he looked
yeah
at me.
You know, I can only do this when I'm wasted.
He was like, for real, I needed some liquid courage, so it's funny you say that. because the lady working with us, she's this like Russian woman, and she's like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "No." And so he said, "Let's go sit down outside." Again, it's November in Wyoming, so it was freezing. And I took my jacket.
I bet she thought you were being human trafficked by a homeless man.
Probably.
I took my jacket off and he goes,
"That is how I come here."
He's like,
"I'm no sign.
Don't worry.
They beg you going, in America.
It's going to be A-OK.
You live a good life after the first 10 years.
Tiny Razor Ramon will teach you well.
If you're in the bus stop, you are good.
Tiny Razor Ramon.
God, anyway, so I'm sitting down outside sweating, nearly passing out, and he looked at me and goes, "Are you okay?" And I just said to him, "Are you sure you want to do this with me?" And he was like, "Yeah, I want to do this with you." So I wanted to wait until he met my parents to make it all like official here on the show. So he met my parents over the holidays. But just before that, we had a fun little holiday party.
There he is right there.
Oh, my God. Don't you do that.
That's little me. Razor.
Is he a wrestler?
Not anymore. He's dead.
Yeah. Aww. You've got the only one.
No, he's not dead, I don't think.
Oh, my God.
I bet he is.
Yeah,
it's a coin toss.
At our holiday party, Steve walked up, and again, it was pretty hush on the show, but behind the scenes, we were talking about it, and I was introducing him at the holiday party as my fiance, and Steve walks up, and he goes, "Once in a lifetime kind of thing, huh, bud?"
You only get married once.
He's been married twice. I lost it. I laughed so hard. I was like, dang, that was savage. I wish I could talk about that on the show tomorrow.
That was savage.
Oh, man, but I'm super, super excited. He officially proposed. We were in Canyonlands. Got down on one knee and was like, 9 months together and let's do this adventure forever. And I was like, yes, oh my God. So that was super fun. But yeah, so
it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I never thought this would happen. I never saw myself get married. I never really thought about it. So now that I have to think about it, there's a lot to do.
Do you think when you guys are married, you'll be able to, you know, raise the water enough as far as income that he can get some Wi-Fi?
Or buy salsa?
I hope not. I hope we continue to live this B-level life with no Wi-Fi and homemade everything. I'll continue to bring it all into the studio for you guys to try for the rest of my
right.
life.
All right. I would do that.
Get yourself a lawyer who has to go to the library to work.
No, don't do that. I did that one time. It didn't work out. Right. I'm engaged to the other lawyer.
The better
the
kind.
Yeah.
Incidentally, an interesting coincidence in that Razor Ramon died about a day before you met Ron.
What? Did he really?
Oh, my gosh.
He died March 14th, 2022.
Man, we met March 29th.
Fish. Yeah, that was just long enough for him to fake his death and get skinnier and dye his hair black again.
Get all the grease out.
Oh, he faked his death and now he's my fiance.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
That's amazing. There's always got to be a hiccup, doesn't there?
Yeah.
Kelsey in Duluth writes, "Yay, way to go, you bleeping hypocrite."
I know, right? It feels weird. When I came in after Thanksgiving break, I remember saying to Freebeer when I walked in, I was like, "Hey, I'm wearing this ring because I got engaged." Like, holy moly. We were excited. He gave me a big old hug. And then when Steve came in, I was like, "Did you know I kind of got engaged?"
Yeah, you were
so weird about it.
Because
for me, like you said, I walked in and you were like, "I'm going to burst." And you showed me and it was great.
And then, yeah, I walked in and you broke the news to me like you were telling me that you accidentally shattered my windshield.
She broke the news to you like she thought you were in the friend zone and you were pining for her.
You were like,
"Hey, man,
something's going
to
break
your
heart.
Say this.
I don't know how this happened, but I think I got engaged." And I looked at you and I said,
"You think?
Congratulations? Like, did he trick you? Did he drug you? Are you okay?"
Yeah, the same feeling as that Russian woman. Yeah.
I think I was still worried that he wasn't entirely sure and that he was going to wake up and be like,
never mind.
I was really riding that high in Jackson, and you're wearing a ring now.
Well, that is...
So join Kelly this Thursday as she protests Planned Parenthood.
Everything changes now.
Yeah, right. It's all different!
I'm trapping you, Ron.
I love Pepsi now!
Surprise, I'm pregnant and keeping it.
Mm.
So if this gives any hope for any other stray out there just struggling to find the one,
right?
If it can happen for me, you got a chance.
This is going to be like one of those stories you see on the Dodo on Facebook where it's like, this dog had been in the pound for 13 years.
Yes.
It's all mangy, and then somebody gives it a bath, and then everybody loves it.
And everybody wants to adopt it? Yeah. I know.
You should, like dogs, like if they lose a leg, they get a million people who want to have them. So that, you know, if this goes south, cut off something.
I'll chop off my leg for love.
Yeah.
No, I won't.
Get one of those cool homemade carts for your
backside. No, I'm giving up homemade. You guys are telling me homemade is trash.
Oh, poor Ron. Yeah. He's been busy carving one for months.
For when he hobbles you.
I've always wanted her to do wagon wheel for real.
Yeah.
We're very excited for you.
Me too.
You going to invite us to your wedding?
Yeah, I already have.
That would be terrible if you didn't, right?
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a lot of fun laughing at me trying to have a wedding because I don't love it. And my fiance has talked about it with me. He's like, let's just have a small group. And I'm
he's
like,
he's got enough experience.
I got 30 people in my family.
I mean, yeah, right? Look, I can't imagine.
Yeah. I'm
I can't
like,
imagine.
Two of these already, babe. Will you plan this one?
Like, none of his family or his friends are going to come because they're going to be like, look, man, we've done that. We've already bought you two toasters.
Yeah, look, man. I mean, Beth, the fiance's ready to go out of business. I don't know what I'm going to do here.
Like, they still have your registry from the last two.
People are going to be hiking by going, oh my God, Adam Sandler's married. And Razor Ramon. No. The wrestling's weird.
Let everything happen around here now.
This really is the wild
If it
west.
Gets trashy, y'all have to tell me. If this wedding starts getting trashy.
Ain't no way we're going to tell you it's trashy until
well,
you
will,
get back.
But
from
we're on the air.
Yeah. So we're doing around the room that first day back. Yeah,
for 3 hours.
Dang it.
Yeah, when everybody has, you know, hay bale mites or whatever. Whatever we sit on during the
you
service.
You get a shotgun as a wedding gift.
All of us got our syrup taken away by TSA.
Everybody gets homemade salsa.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need. From weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight. With expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications. It's been life-changing.
Better results. Expert support. Lose more weight. Make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at WeightWatchers.com. The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.